Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $800 thanks to Sherwin-Williams. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains March 15th through the 25th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Arlene, you ready to play today?
I'm ready.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it, Arlene. Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Raven's walking out. That door is eventually going to close and you won't be able to hear us. It's a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Number one, Tim Allen is joining a new ABC sitcom called Shifting Gears. Tim Allen voices what character in the Toy Story franchise?
Woody.
Number two, the house used for exterior shots on Roseanne and the Connors is for sale. It's in Evansville, Illinois, and it's on the market for $225,000. What actor played Dan Connor?
John Goodman.
Number three, William H. Macy gave some fatherly advice to Jeremy Allen White, telling him to put on his pants after his Calvin Klein ad. William H. Macy played Jeremy Allen White's father on what Showtime show?
The Bear.
Number four, last night at the Oscars, Jimmy Kimmel hosted for a fourth time, and he brought out his late-night sidekick for a bit where they handed out drinks in the audience. Who is that?
I have no idea. I don't watch him.
And number five, Oppenheimer won 7 awards last night, including Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor, Best Picture, Director, and more. But it was Emma Stone that won Best Actress for what movie?
Oh, I can't remember.
Okay, well, bring Raven back in.
Terrible.
That's all right. Only one for Arlene.
What?
Only one.
Oh, okay. $800. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Tim Allen is joining a new ABC sitcom called Shifting Gears. Tim Allen voices what character in the Toy Story franchise?
He's Buzz.
That's
Buzz
right.
Lightly.
Yes. Yeah. Number two, the house used for exterior shots on Roseanne and the Connors is for sale. It's in Evansville, Illinois, and it's on the market for $225,000.
Seems like a bargain.
What actor played Dan Connor?
John Goodman.
That's correct. Number three, William H. Macy gave some fatherly advice to Jeremy Allen White, telling him to put his pants on after his Calvin Klein ad. If you have not seen that ad, go watch that ad.
It's ironic because William Macy was naked in most of their show together.
Yeah, he played Jeremy Allen White's father on what Showtime show?
Shameless.
That's right. Number four, last night at the Oscars, Jimmy Kimmel hosted for a fourth time, and he brought out his late night show sidekick for a bit where he handed out drinks in the audience, little bottles of tequila. Who's that?
Is that Matt Damon?
No.
I thought he was.
Guillermo.
Oh, his actual sidekick.
Yes.
I thought they had a bit, right, where Matt Damon's always helping him?
No, it's Guillermo Rodriguez.
No, number five. Matt Damon would have been better. I'm sure Guillermo's very nice, but
it was a little bit awkward. It was already too long. They could have cut that. Number five, Oppenheimer won 7 awards last night, including Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor, Best Picture, Director, and more. But it was Emma Stone that won Best Actress for what movie?
Isn't it Poor Things?
Yes. All right, I'm sorry, Arlene. He beat you 4-1 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
I can't. I really can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $900 tomorrow, Anna.